Applied Statistics, Week 1, Tuesday, on Error Propagation. Error propagation is the art of taking numbers with uncertainties and combining them into a quantity of interest, and then finding the uncertainty on that quantity of interest. Typically, you have a case where you're interested in some number y, and y depends on another quantity that you know and have measured, x, and x has some uncertainty, and now the question is, what is the uncertainty on y? The way it's done is by taking the derivative of y with respect to x and multiplying that number by the uncertainty on x, simply because, well, if y depends wildly on x, then the uncertainty on x is going to have a big impact, and if y depends only weakly on x, then it doesn't really matter how large an uncertainty x has. If the quantity of interest y depends on several inputs, for example x1 and x2, then it gets slightly more complicated. Now, if y is x1 plus x2, then it turns out that the uncertainties add in quadrature, meaning that you take one squared plus the other squared, and then you take the square root. If y depends on x times x2, well, then the uncertainties, the relative uncertainties, add in quadrature, meaning that if x1 have a 3% error and x2 have a 4% error, then you take those relative uncertainties and add them in quadrature and take the square root, and in this case you would get a 5% error on y. If it's more complicated than that, well, then you take the error propagation formula and you take the derivatives with respect to all the x's and plug in all the uncertainties of the x's, and out comes the uncertainty on y. If the input parameters are correlated, then it can still be solved analytically, it's just slightly more complicated. However, if the complications further increase, for example, that it's hard or impossible to make the derivatives with respect to some variables, or if they just get too long, or if it turns out that the input variables are non-linearly correlated in a known way, then in the end, a very, very good solution is to simply simulate your way out of it. You simulate a selection of the input parameters and calculate the output parameter, and then you do that multiple times, and in the end you see if the output parameter distributes itself according to a Gaussian or not. And that's another advantage of the simulation, namely that you can even check that. The error propagation formula assumes that things are Gaussian and that they come out Gaussian as well. And that's one thing to think about, namely if the idea or the approximation that there is a relatively constant derivative at some point does not hold, well, then the error propagation formula does not hold. And that's why simulation is sometimes the good alternative way of calculating things. But I'd always start with the error propagation formula first.